or may not be music to your ears. Either way, it's hard to escape from it this weekend. Love it or hate it, it's that time of year again. Organisers say as many as 400,000 bikers descend on our fair city. How do you cope? Some hunker down.
My name's Rebecca Champagne. I'm one of the owners of Terratots Natural Parenting right off the square. And my house is actually about 2.5 blocks south of the square. We are stocking up basically like an ice storm is coming. Get to the grocery store, get everything we need. Lots of milk and toilet paper. Lots of stuff to bake some chocolate chip cookies. Maybe try to make a homemade chicken pot pie. I've never done that before. You know, movies on Netflix, popping popcorn and just staying in, avoiding it if possible.
Others head for the hills.
My name is Teresa Williamson, and I'm a longtime resident of Fayetteville, Arkansas. This year we're actually, we're leaving town and looking for just, you know, a quiet place out of town in the country, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it's either you're one half or you're the other. You either absolutely love it or you dread this every year. I respect the biking community, was a part of it for a number of years, but it's just not, you know, it's not something for me right now, and I hope you know, everyone's safe and has a good time, for sure, but we'll be doing it out of town.
Or, since bikes, blues, and barbecue doesn't coincide with home games, you could follow the hogs.
I'm Terry Chaddock, and I live on Razorback Road, right across from Reed Hall. Well, I'm in Dallas right now, and I work for the university, so I'm here in advance of the football game this weekend, and my family's going to come and meet me, so we are leaving town this year. We usually are looking for places to go this weekend, but then it does feel like that every few years we end up going back down to Dixon Street and enjoying the festival.
Or you could just embrace it.
I'm Brian, and I own the Mustache Goods and Wares. I live here in downtown Fayetteville. My wife and I have done probably everything. We've rented our place out. We've never lived further than 2 blocks off of Dixon. We've rented our place out, stayed in our place every night, and then I've worked booths on Dixon Street for my shirt printers, the official merchandiser. So I've, you know, spent 50 hours a week on Dixon Street the last 2 years with the event. For me, my advice I tell friends and out-of-towners, it's not that bad. Yes, it's loud, and a lot of us will suffer with sleep, but the event itself is not that bad. Go down and eat your funnel cake, eat your giant meat on a stick, and you don't have to stay out late. The crazy stuff happens the same time crazy stuff always happens on Dixon Street, which, you know, it's no different than a game weekend or a Friday night. It's just, there's a few more people.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. I mean, I can get a sour attitude and go into hiding, or go enjoy some of it. And, you know, like I said, eat my yearly funnel cake and kind of laugh and enjoy the scene and think, wow, this is one more thing that makes Fayetteville crazy and fun. And Monday, it'll all be gone. We start over.
Sarah Birmingham, Ozarks at Large.